Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Yes, it is me. It's Ali just flying solo because Gunners gave me the call early this morning. He wasn't feeling very well. So I'm flying solo unless Peter gets my text and decides to come and join me on this crazy thing we call breakfast radio.
Gunners and Ali for breakfast minus Gunners today.
Thank you so much for answering the call and coming in. You look a bit dishevelled when you came in. You were like, I've just saw your text and I was having my morning coffee in my robe, but here I am. You've saved the day, Peter.
How ironic. I was sitting down with a coffee thinking, oh, this is so nice, not having to get up early and rush in and rush away. And then I see the text, Gunners is sick. Is he okay?
He said he's had a bit of dizziness and I think he's got a bit of gastro. Oh, so gosh. I said, yes, you stay home.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, indeed.
How are you going, Ella?
I'm going okay. I was kept awake a little bit last night. My husband was watching the Brownlow and I went to bed.
You're in a footy household.
I am in a footy household. See, like, I'm all about the Emmys, which was on earlier in the day, but he was all about the Brownlow and I thought that was quite cute. So Nat Fyfe won again. So he has won the Brownlow again for 2019 because he's already won one. So
he's
congratulations.
He's got a lot of talent, isn't he?
He does, and he's just a genuinely nice guy as well. I think a lot of people were quite happy with the win from Nat Fyfe.
It's interesting that those that are really good, very good at their whatever they do, generally tend to be really nice people, don't they?
It always helps, and a good attitude gets you very far in life. And I must give a special mention to all of the ladies on the red carpet. They looked beautiful. It was a very glitzy Brownlow this year. They all looked stunning.
It's really become a bit of a fashion event too, hasn't it?
It definitely has. Sometimes they're a bit hit and miss, those events, but they all looked just beautiful. Loved it. Loved watching all the fashion.
Got a winner on the line, Ali.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm ringing up about the Cats tickets.
Are you a massive fan of this amazing musical?
I am.
Well, you're the first caller through, so who are we speaking with?
I'm Peter.
Nice to have you on board, Peter. What do you reckon about, is it still going to be Cats without leotards and leg warmers?
I know, I don't know what to expect, but I'm still really excited to go and see it.
It's got a huge reputation to live up to, so I'm sure whatever they've done with it, it's going to be very tasteful and we're going to love it.
Oh, fantastic.
Congratulations, Peter. You've scored that double pass to check out Cats when it hits MPAC later on next month.
Oh, thank you so much. That's great.
It's my turn to do the hard word today, but Gunners isn't here, so I thought I would throw it out to you. Now, if you think you want to play the hard word with me, I'm not going to make it as hard as I do with Gunners because, yeah, I definitely go to town there. The word is a pretty cool one. Most of you will have heard it. The word is plethora. Plethora. Pretty cool word, right? Okay, does it mean A, enthusiastic approval, B, extreme excess, or C, a sign of something about to happen? If you think you know what plethora means, why don't you call me up right now and play the hard word, 958-11917. I might even throw in a family putt, Pixar putt prize for someone who guesses it correctly.
I think we've got a winner on the line, Ali.
All right, we have Dylan on the line who wants to have a crack at the hard word. Now, my hard word was plethora and I gave you three choices. A, enthusiastic approval. B, extreme excess. Or C, a sign of something about to happen. A, B or C, what do you think?
B.
B is absolutely correct. A plethora is a large or excessive amount of something. Like you have just won a plethora of tickets to go play Pixar Putt.
That was sweet. Thank you.
91.7 The Wave. Cher, do you believe that was the introduction to the voice tuner or vocal tuner?
Yeah, like that
tuner,
robot that voice tuning thing. Auto-tune, that's it.
Auto-tune, yeah. And everyone thought, wow, that's a cool effect. And then everybody uses it and then now no one needs to have to sing.
Hilarious.
Now you can have Gunners and Ali anytime, day or night. Podcasts at 91.7thewave.com.au.